This is Frank Zappa on Friday morning KPFA.
Horrible interruptions, but they're back. Yes. Sorry about that.
Well, turn my mic up, then I'll be on the show too.
Time is running.
Ah, yes.
Looks like we're all on the show tonight.
Yes, even little Dr. Palmer's here.
10 or 12 planets.
We have to have him back.
There's the new promise.
Open the airlock here. And
wait, I think Doug's leaving the ship.
There are generators on the outside of the ship. Team buzzing loud.
I don't know about this.
I think it's going out.
So cold and
stop those people from playing drums in the alley.
In the alley?
No, Doug is. Oh, he's climbing out the window. Look, he's got the 50-foot mic cord hooked up.
You know, this used to be a beautiful planet.
Yeah, but then we came here and littered everything.
Yes. Now look at it. Just a parking lot of the gods.
Yes. That's what it was. Now it's just a parking lot of daubs.
And that's what this is.
Yeah, this show, somewhere Dobbs can rest a while and try to let us do the dirty work.
Cassettes grind out.
Who are these people that grind these cassettes out?
I don't know. But they're going faster every time. I replied that I knew of only one book that could be read. So we're here tonight.
This morning
just
again.
As you are. Yes, just as you are. Just waking up.
At this particular time.
It's pretty amazing. You set your alarm for a quarter to...
But don't be alarmed.
Quarter to 4:30. So you can hear this show.
Calling planet Earth.
And you actually had time to...
Stay calm. Check your
pop your pills before the show came on.
Make sure it's overactive.
You're awake.
Like it's supposed to be.
Strapped into your chair. With your monitors on.
How's
watching us.
Okay, now
those
we can see you.
Cheap. The church went through a lot of trouble to get you this monitor. The least you could do is put it on now.
The little show is just waking up this morning.
It's a little radio over here.
We don't like to jar it because it'll have a bad day if we do. And well, you know.
It's morning. Morning, son.
Sometimes the show wakes up by itself, but today it has some help.
It seems to be mighty.
Here at the Hour of the Wolf on listener-sponsored radio, KTFA.
The Wotan band was hard at work last night, preparing itself for this and many other shows that are coming up. We'd like to report our success ratio in making Dr. Eyes sound. Well, studies in Dr. Eyes sound. Come quite a ways from the old days when all we had was, say, bones, teeth, and things like that to make noise.
Even though some say the old ways are best, we'll call those some people in just a while.
You can't think.
Talk to
everything.
Damn it, five times down.
You're tired.
I'm tired.
Your kids are driving you crazy.
Hey, who gave
your
kids?
Your spouse is at another job and is drinking again. You're supposed to have an operation, and you don't even know where the money's going to come from. It just doesn't seem worth it anymore. There's no one to talk to. You don't know if you can hold up under all this. You're not even sure if you want to. You're ashamed of the things you haven't done. You keep thinking about those pills. Put a dog in a cage and he'll run in circles.
What will he do?
Put a man in a cage and he'll run for president. And it's the same thing.
All the dog. Your karma ran
and
over
that's
my dog.
Just what they've got you trying to do.
Yes, I've been trying to run over my dog for hours now.
Trying.
Even though I'm barely awake, I'm still here at the wheel. My foot to the floor. And a hypnopedist in the crosswalk.
And what did you do when you saw that hypnopedist in the crosswalk?
We sped up and ran him over.
Yeah.
And then we backed up and did it again.
Until finally all that was left was lunch.
And we ate it.
We rolled it up and had it in a crepe.
Yeah.
The East Bay being what it is.
What are the possibilities? Time travel is truth. as seen by these young folks here at the station.
Well, last night before the show, to prepare ourselves for this experience, we actually sat down and had a very cognizant conversation about what should we do and, of course, where should we eat, which was the most important question of all, because we all know the show has a brain of its own, and of course we'll carry on, but actually where we have breakfast after the show is one of the most important things that we have to ask ourselves the night before the show.
Could be good.
It determines, among other things, what the tape bias equalization will be. Will we use normal tape, or will we use the
crazy not to suspect that the Church of the Subgenius was one of the conspiracy's cleverest ruses?
Which machine?
We're not, and we don't really care who believes it, but it is how tricky they really are. For every 666, you'll find at least 100 bobs, and starting in 84, the Church will present a special offer. For each bearer of a Subgenius membership card, the mark of the beast will be worth twice as much. If it makes any difference, the real meaning of 666 is that it represents a breakthrough in computer technology that the Exus will bring, the trinary code, which, besides yes and no functions of each basic computer decision, has a sort of function, enabling the machines to think more like people do. And this Exus computer will either be our greatest friend or our very doom, depending on us.
Or it was realized today in conversations.
But who cares if they do decide to line us all up with a laser tattoo number on our hands? We're already tattooed in far more ways than that.
Democratic will be here in San Francisco.
It's not just that number, it's every number.
So it will be
here. Electronic transfer funds pave the way for final
takeover.
Two-thirds of that takeover's already happened. All the born-agains in the world can refuse the mark, but what will it good for? They've already been branded. In fact, the cattle aren't even sealed. They're almost up to the Oh, sure, the Antichrist is going to come
through a lack of communication.
He fits into their plans along with whatever Jesus they decide to go along with. It's just one more game, one more group to join that people will think can save them. One more group to keep them from joining us. Something simpler. Something easy to understand.
Like a headache.
The hopes, the fears, the United Nations, the World Food Organization, all the two-bit stuff. It's all controlled by the humans.
The humans?
We of the true church would be wringing our hands if we didn't know the Lord was on our side. And that the third real Jesus was Bob's golfing partner.
Better than humans.
The causes for paranoia by the religious right and the superstitious left are just two drops in this massive bucket.
They
see only the obvious.
In fact, this week,
the subtle controls are really much worse. For instance, half the people in the United States can't control their own thermostats. The fear has been spread so effectively that folks are glad to exchange privacy for security. But it's security only as long as the guards are the good guys. They've already restricted ownership of guns, except by criminals. And they've restricted how much money you can move from one country to another. And they've initiated detention of individuals without a trial. The coding of all financial transactions, making certain types of education compulsory or illegal, wage and price control, manipulation of morals, and ethics through pervasive biased media. And all this in the world's most free country. Theoretically, of course, we've seen the others, and they're much worse. People are just starting to worry about computer control of their lives, and it's too late. It's here.
Won't want to leave the
people. It came and went 30 years ago. And that's why money isn't nearly as important as slack. You can print or burn money, but you can't manufacture slack. It's the final commodity, and they want all of it.
Well, as usual.
Out here.
Paul.
Flat surface.
Paul.
Temperature
Paul.
Raised to 103 sometimes.
What?
Sometimes it would go down.
What? It's not on.
Nobody told me what the numbers meant.
What? It isn't. Now it is. This is astounding. I know. I can't believe it. It's incredible. Our microphones are going on and off. This car is just totally packed with all these stupid wires and stuff. It's hard to drive like this.
I kept trying to drive downtown in this car, but it was packed with wires.
Never get out of the car. That's right.
You're
supposed to meet the Uber.
Not unless you were going to get out of the car and go all the way.
Well, those are some of the basic tenets of the church.
Seven quadrophilia, but still didn't make any sense.
We didn't know what we were going to find. We hit Smith's camp at the end of the road.
I think there's an answer to all of this somewhere.
Everybody wants to know.
I'll just keep dialing and then maybe...
Drive through South Dallas.
I'll just keep dialing. I'm always part of the situation, but over on the left...
How it's Smith's turn.
Which way are these headphones turned down? The equipment is just it's too much.
There's
too many wires. Too many buttons
things.
And little LEDs.
The one you'd pick most likely to succeed.
And things and, I don't know. I can't keep a grip on it. It just,
wife,
I keep
two
trying
kids.
To get batteries for the station, but they don't
published
fit. I have to go back to the store and, you know, I use up all my change I was supposed
and
to do with the laundry.
And now
the parking
we were being
trying
sent
to get
down the road.
Exchange
of
tape because it was the wrong kind. And,
to assassinate
and the station didn't go far
a
enough or went too far or something
even
like that.
Be acknowledged.
Then they wanted Jim Eason to be on the show. Right and now. Jim Eason said, well, it might
we
be fun, but
never get out of the
then,
car.
Then, of course, he had to report them to the Secret Service, and that's why they showed up at Doug's house.
Even Pope Sterno's in hiding.
Yes, the Secret Service knows about it now. It's too late.
It's got all of our addresses to Ashley.
And because for those of you in the Enterprise that found out that the subgenius caused the Enterprise to go around
take
it,
the president.
I guess it's too late.
Just take him out and drive him around.
It was Palmer's fault that the ship went around. He was just mad about that mistake in the
they
artwork.
They thought that was bad.
Well, the anger translated into an order for all of the available hands to go topside and go forth and stand
duty,
there
actually.
As if you got every living being on that ship that was available and off duty to stand amidships somewhere and somehow get that thing off the mud.
See? Well, I don't know.
Well, don't let the mud bother you.
Off the bridge.
That's how it is out here in the ditches.
Wallow in from the mud.
Near the camps.
I'm sure
the president had a good reason for locking up these people, Doug.
I'm sure he did, too. And he'll have a good reason for locking us up. Where are we, anyways?
We're on near the camps.
All of our names and addresses
see?
Are on
oh,
that
I
book,
see.
Too.
What a camp. This looks like fun.
Yeah, this is the party camp. Hey, let's party!
It's Safari to Dobbs.
Yes, it's Safari Party.
Scared guys.
Don't worry, this is just a summer
big
camp,
scary
Gary.
Snakes and weird animals.
See those little kids
here?
With guns? They're only 12 years old.
Oh, do they know how to shoot those?
Dobbs personal bodyguards.
Those are Dobbs personal bodyguards?
Yeah.
Wow, maybe they got some food. I'm starved.
See, they wear those necklaces of bubblegum.
My God. Like an ambush one. He gets some of that bubblegum from them and
what a neck.
Yes, for their blowguns.
What are those things?
Those things? Those are the stinking baby trees. They grow.
Oh, careful. Don't rush against it there.
No, you'll have to support it for 20 years.
They have this clinging.
Yeah, and holding that tree up.
Yeah, giving it violin lessons.
It's not
the whole
easy.
Thing,
it's not
taking
easy.
It to class.
Yes.
And then buying it at its own church when it's too lazy to start.
That's right. Making jokes
it,
about it when it's too young to
then
fight back.
Then wishing you had never brushed
then
up
it
against
turns
it.
Against you.
You would have done
suddenly
it all differently.
It's,
only you hadn't been out there
church
in that
now
stinking
and
mud.
You don't get anything except a 900-foot Jesus that breaks
baby
back
tree.
In the area of the church.
Get into Dobbs' place.
Comes up to the altar.
No,
says,
we'll never get
this
in.
This is all mine now and takes all the silver and gold.
You know,
I think if we try
I came
to go
down,
the back
I came
ways,
down here last year and
the
they didn't expect so many people and they couldn't. They knocked the fence over and got in free. But,
yes, and he describes the race of the subgenius around the little track and up
terrible.
Through the plastic mountain and down through Styrofoam City.
The one, little the ten first ones would get a copy of the book
here they come,
if it ever came out.
Rounding about the little scary church that you see on the cover of the book. Oh, the book, that's right. You
that's
forgot.
Right.
We were going to talk about the book. Well, okay, there's going to be a quiz on Monday, so...
Right.
Question number 15 in the book.
What's the book made out of?
Should the trunk be reopened? That's one of the answers.
There's no extra credit in this
that you'll find in the book.
That once you flunk out,
whose teeth marks are on the magic bullet?
I mean, if you can't make it up to sub genie, you may as well just quit.
Why did Jackie not pull her own handgun out? Another one. Okay, see here, that guy right there, he has it. So if you need it, go on over there and get it.
Well, we have it. Our guest rant tonight has been written by the Archdoctor Pope Sterno Kekaver. And
he'll be performing
it's about a subject
three languages
dear to all
tonight.
Sub-geniuses, I'm sure, television.
Right, and we'll be talking to the dear Pope in just a while, so you stand
well,
up,
maybe
you?
I should.
Maybe you should.
Dramatic background reading for this, for the my little essay here. Here in the script, here on page 18, you'll just turn to it. Techno boredom.
Oh, that again?
We've read this before? How many times?
I don't know. Every week. Techno boredom. Techno boredom. It gets so tedious.
Those are the F phrase, I guess.
Tedious.
That's the name of the game.
Those are the F phrase, I guess.
Well, let's perk up here and talk about techno boredom.
Just a little bit. Oh, there they are.
Okay.
Hey,
I feel better now.
There are few areas, indeed, that are entirely free from the devious influence of our sworn enemies.
Yeah.
Dobbs has recently suggested to us that the TVs emit non-detectable F-rays, which mysteriously fuse brain cells into predetermined patterns that control the individual's behavior. It has yet to be ascertained whether these emissions are conspiracy or excess in origin, but they lead to the same sad end result. Once the effect has taken place, it is irreversible and non-treatable. So commercials and TNA programs seem to contain the highest concentration of F-rays, but some are emitted even when the set is turned off. A different but no less dangerous type of ray is emitted from AM and progressive
FM
radio
programs.
Like a perhaps the most bizarre.
You might be confused by this program, but don't be confused.
But you don't have to hide from this show.
It's a standard stereo program.
It occurs every Saturday morning.
High
hidden
ways
in it.
There
are information pieces about prophecy and about the future.
Techno-boredom.
About the golden age, of course.
That
you will be finding out about very soon.
Hey, Doug, turn on the TV, would you?
It is on.
Anything good on.
The young man in the back is on TV right now.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we
seems to be. Let's turn the sound off on the TV
and
take the radio show and use the radio show as a soundtrack for the TV show.
Oh, it sounds good. We'll
watch it stereo through the video player.
Okay,
and then I'll be on this speaker, and you'll be on that speaker.
Okay, we'll try this over like this here.
All areas.
Okay, well, there's commercial on right now, so we'll walk over here to the kitchen.
Let's get analytical.
Only
sub-genie know how terrifying it is.
All right, well,
microphone.
That's right. Let's buy these cars.
After morning.
The sub-genie show there.
Yeah, I think it's
Saturday night.
Happening now.
Saturday.
I can feel it.
The sub-genie show.
The sub-genie does need
Slack.
What you can do about that. So you've got Slack.
What
you don't.
Is it that you do?
If you don't got Slack, at least make it small as you can. Send your wallet to the church.
But hopefully we
with at least $1 in it.
Cohesive.
So you do
some kind of program.
Get
most of you an understanding
men
can bring you more about the church and information about
allowing
that's
the
foundation to these crazy people
the sound sheet not record
in Berkeley, California.
Sound sheet.
Sound sheet. I'm not turning to that page.
You know, we want to get our terms correct.
Okay.
Stop
it. We've got to save Dobbs.
You've
got to get him out of this thing alive. Back in the helicopter so he can get to Dallas for the next show. Well,
I want to be talking about real situations.
Now, all you have to do is sign right here and fill out the application. Alien or human, check one, and you will be transformed into preferably the latter. But some of us will be going to other places and will be in charge of other churches. And we will have to present the same information in languages which with other life forms
the same information
and not necessarily in English.
English.
So that doesn't mean necessarily that this church will be represented on earth by the same people that you are now familiar with. There may be others, but don't worry, you also can do what the others tell you to do. When the many popes and overmen of the church begin to infiltrate our society and change it into something which will approach madness but somehow will save the human race, well, we have a lot of questions to ask about that. But don't worry. Won't necessarily be puzzling evidence telling you what to do. No, it won't be Jane or Hyperfuse telling you what to do. It'll be some new apprentice overman in charge of this sector with his own
what to do is just dig a big hole. Right about here.
Yeah, and, up near the chest.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you want to start digging, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, I got this little trowel here. And
okay.
I think things ought to be okay in just a moment.
Look at that.
Looks like it's scary. Well, I'm just clearing it away then.
Oh, well, what about...
You
were going to talk about the glazy ass.
Oh, the glazy ass. Well, what happened in that?
I don't understand. somehow her pink factor just totally fell out and she pushed the little buttons right on cue. I couldn't believe it.
It must have been a scary, scary time in the future then.
Well, the audience seems to be enjoying it.
That's one of the key phrases, by the way.
Yes, audience. That is a key phrase. Because without our audience, we're just a radio show going to the deepest reaches of space.
Yes,
actually, the exes are probably listening to our first shows by now. Those waves have probably reached somewhere out there where
you got a bunch of cheap buttons to push and little LEDs that light up.
It's probably really amazing being out there on that spacecraft with Dobbs because he probably knows the best shows to watch. You know, all the shows are out there. Not just this show, but all the shows.
Yes.
How to see hurt the phone and kill the Casio and fight the sloth.
Fight the sloth.
I'm scared of it myself. Yes, and what was the secret entry code we had to punch in to reach Pope Sturdy? And how long will the audience have to wait before they find out who this miraculous healer of golfers and just a general good guy.
What do you mean, Mr. Gobo Fam? What is the truth? I mean, why are they doing this?
Well, I think Wotan's trying to teach us a lesson.
That's who you think you're.
Probably did.
Close your eyes. And feel the
warmth. That's why we're here instead of where was that other place that we were supposed to be?
The way things are.
KPPC.
If you remain satisfied with that, then you'll no longer have to try.
Oh, I see.
It's a simple lesson.
He's pointed to the left. Notice the light.
Kind of dull.
When your head moves to the right, the light moves to your left. Keep your mind aware of the apparent motion of the light.
Oh, I see.
Side.
Oh, well, we've each got our own set of witness points.
If your head wants to go up and down, or around in circles, or in figure eights, whatever motion seems most
important.
Feel the light and
warmth pouring into your light. Principles. There's nothing wrong with doing this, but it's too much work to be considered a true path.
Yes, of course. Well, that is one of the deeper and more intelligible sub-genius statements of the evening. Now, that's the kind of stuff we'd like to hear.
Oh, I see.
Maybe if we can get a couple more of those little rules to live by, then some of our audience won't have to worry tomorrow about making mistakes today.
Fine, put yourself in those moccasins.
Oh, thank you.
Pink shoes, see? There's nothing there.
Yeah, they fit well, but
it's a void.
Smell that.
They're comfortable, huh?
Go get it.
Yeah. Moccasins might as well be empty. You were right all along. They aren't.
They are empty.
He has a problem.
They would be some nice tan or cute water. Settle down.
And swell flower.
Live down the street from...
You seem to be a disinterested bystander. I certainly am. Very
disinterested.
You
used to be a hero, dude.
We need the answer to a question that's been plaguing man for centuries.
And, take the curtain up. We're ready to go.
Oh, there. Little pink people. Yeah, they're in the job world. We're dealing with other companies. The subgenius will pay more attention to the secretary than the boss
because
she knows what's going on.
We must love that.
But how many bosses can encourage their secretaries to take part in decision-making?
For money is not evil.
How does that get to be a top pick five in the world?
Money is but a primordial benevolent force.
How do things get this way?
Surely it doesn't have to be planned.
Could it?
That's humans' first true use of symbols
in our
reading language. It's one of the purest manifestations of the holy act of T's magic force.
Puzzles and riddles.
We should revel. We should grovel in money.
More or less.
Money is the green breath of the estate of man. The cash grows out. It flows back.
Giving you some of the facts that might lead to
a
slackful time in the future. A kind of sleepy haze.
But to attain slack, you must not desire it.
The ocean waves
try to contain it will only entangle you further in desire and despair. The one way to lose your attachment to worldly things is by indulging in
this.
Or by not talking into your microphone. Yes, if you just talk into space, your message can be used by more than just the audience. It can be used by the rug and the desk and the lamp.
Right over here.
Yes. If you talk away from the microphone, your voice won't go anywhere.
Go to a store and remove all the money from your wallet or purse. Hand it all to the salesperson.
Yes. One small caterpillar.
Give me this much worth.
Again and again and again.
Equivalently at their entire stock.
then turn
don't let that stop you from joining the church. There's absolutely no reason to become a zombie for Bob.
Pay close attention to the look.
Yes, you're capable of following your instructions. Well, you can still keep most of your brain, and you can keep your job. You know, if you really want to have a job, we say quit your job and slack off with your parents. We're not going to force you to do that. No, all we're going to force you to do is be members of the church and take a few small hints from Bob Dobbs.
Sense the slap.
The right living.
Do not look
at me. You'll be okay.
Or you will miss the moment.
You'll make it to Dallas in 1998.
I'm having something.
There's a little boy playing near you on a beer tube.
Most important thing of all is, buy the book and read it. Then you'll understand everything about the show.
From the looks of his beak, he must have just sitting on that old pine.
And it'll be here someday. We promise.
From the looks of his now, he must have just sitting on that old pine.
We would lie.
From the looks of his now, he must have just sitting on that old pine.
Because we're men of the clock.
Grains glisten in the sunlight.
And believe me,
you get a title
being covered with nylon, wool, and other of the sacred vestments.
Well, it looks like the show's about to last
here. And though you can't see us,
I was so taken away seeing you. Sit down. Let me pour you some water.
Yes?
You're on the golf plane.
Deadly.
Oh, look, where's that plane? He's got my niner.
Don't worry, he'll be dropping more clubs and more balls right here in the green.
So we're at the club, huh?
Yeah.
We'll all have a double.
Yeah, there we go. It was there. Hell no, I didn't fit in this nightclub. Anyway. I thought I could come here and mix with the other people. Yeah, I really wanted to play golf. These other people don't really want to play golf.
Open the airlock. Open the airlock.
Still trying to get a trying to escape the show as the turtles see space.
Oh, nothing.
What was that? All right.
They're gonna run for that. That's gonna be
Ooh,
General Freak well, on deck. Oh,
there
no.
He goes. He's lost.
Listener,
he's off planet.
Listener, we know you're out there.
A little tiny.
We have some bad news for you.
Yeah,
I'm afraid it's cancer.
Yes.
That everybody like that's listened to the last half hour of the show. Has got
yes.
Ear
the show
cancer.
Will probably live for the next half hour, but very well. The third half hour of the show may.
I'm sorry
be
we
dead.
Had to be the ones that
by
broke
the time
it
we
to
get
you
to
like
it.
This.
Yeah.
But so, you know, at least try to
if you
enjoy
can't trust your doctor,
the next
can't
half hour of the show, which we suspect actually will
but
live.
There's a hope. Perhaps the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show might be able to cure you.
Yes. If we can just get the show to Mexico where this is legal, the show may be able to help you.
You think so?
I think so.
I think the show can help
I know
help
they have much
point.
More liberal yeah, laws down there
much.
About where the dots can go and how many pages you have
so.
To have before.
I mean, it's all Mexico at this point.
They let me have my book down there.
So many little wires and scary things. And even these little scary doctors that talk to you every Saturday morning.
Why are they so quiet this
different?
Morning? Is it more scary than less? Afraid of letting the neighbors hear the show?
It's like they're all from another place and somewhere else entirely.
They're trying to be nice doctors. They're trying to be good on the radio tonight. They're trying to act right.
Yeah, they're trying to be nice to everybody.
Neither parents nor children have the courage.
There's just no way to tell what's going on.
Nice man of the church to talk to you in a while. His name's...
Nice man?
Dr. Sterno.
Oh, yes, Dr. Sterno.
And he's I guess we can talk to you nice stuff, Dr. Sterno. That you've never heard of.
And maybe don't want to.
Chainsaw. The child is he'll be telling you all about it.
Well, I'm here basically with nothing to say.
Well, that's
and that's
good.
Just what I want to talk to you about
you
tonight.
The golf games.
Are you saying what you really mean to say?
Yes.
Do you even know what you're really thinking?
Yes.
Here comes that little thought plane.
I think I should have never gotten on this plane.
This is the slack plane.
Yes, I know. No other passengers.
You are a passenger.
Strapped
the
into
only
your seat.
Passenger. Welcome to the slack plane, Doctor.
Radio Escape.
Using this show's tool.
The stewardesses and the stewards are all doing bad imitations of that old stars and
old gangsters.
And yes, it's the slack plane. Does it crash?
No. Well, I guess we called that one wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, passenger.
Okay, well, we're going to try again.
Just put another quarter in the
Want any insurance?
There in the slack.
Step on up over here. This is a ghastly tale, drunk with gouts of blood. For those of you that are listening,
to get you there
early in the morning. Wait a minute, I can kind of see you there.
Well, it's a very extremely important thing to try to escape the conspiracy here.
And a big thanks to Howard for that wallet in the mail. Why, that got me across the bridge. I just handed the wallet to the man and zoomed on ahead.
Tuned to KPFA 94.1 in Berkeley, or KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, or KFCF in Fresno, 88.1 on your FM dial. Listener-sponsored radio for Northern and Central California.
The time is 5:02:30.
1,800 seconds.
Yes.
19 billion little seconds have gone by since you started listening to the show.
Conspiracy. We put their commercial.
I hope you feel good. You spent some time with the show.
You've really have a moment.
Kind of, you know, I think,
shaking things
done
up.
Something just by listening to this much of it.
Yes, so that's probably changed your life.
Quite an achievement. I think you're well on your way to overmanhood or one of those funny little ranks they have.
That's true.
But if you listen to this show as long as you have, you may not have the $30 because you may have spent it on something to listen to the show with. Just like these people in the background.
Yes, here at our Moronathon.
Too much fun. We're able to join all of you.
I can't remember
all
of
this. Funny, but... And here.
There was a reason I was so happy.
In this station.
If only our exaggeration of the expansion of the amplification of the extravagance of our hyperbole. Stretched with high color and caricature into a yarn.
Yes, Scary Nelson read out
much ado about
the meters as we approach the surface of the hot planet.
Hot planet? I thought we were out on the moors.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't care where we are.
See?
Just
here
so
out on the moors.
Can we be somewhere that has
the hot planet? Looking for the
where brow.
Is there any indicator?
Is there any
of a
information
of a
about the wear brow that you know
indicator
of?
Well, pointing to
he was a cousin of
the no brow
of the Smiths that came over here for a visit of our grouse party or something. And
emblematic cipher.
He'd been getting along with an actress in London and that's when the movie had started.
Yes,
and the fog machine had started.
Dr. Vrede's flew to New York to find out exactly what happened that night.
We had determined it was some ancient Greek text.
There in New York, to take you now.
By the way,
slowly land on top of the townhouse.
Metamorphosis.
We see the first metamorphosis of the werebrow
into an FM station and to an AM and back again.
Right in front of your eyes with a special little sticker.
Every Friday morning, when you do
information
that.
To you, which you can reach from no other source.
Of course, we're all huddled in front of the brow.
Event takes place in this show
as the brow changes from
past, present,
one into the other,
and we
back
hope
again.
That he does find somewhere
hair
to
all over the floor.
That check, so
yes.
He can return in style.
The hair grew out from his forehead.
Hello. Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. Hair can talk. Oh boy, this was going to be really scary. I could tell.
I know we found that wallet in the mailbox, and we thought first that it was a visitation from one of them, and we tested the wallet in several ways. We actually found it's just a normal wallet. You know, we thought maybe something weird.
We tortured that wallet.
Yeah, actually, and we must apologize.
And then we played nice
same,
music for it. Nothing made it talk.
And that tortured even more.
But still, the wallet remained closed.
Well, that
there was no donation
to the checks we're about to receive.
Things were scary.
We decided to put it in the elevator and send it down to the deepest shelter.
There it goes. Fast forward right to shelter 521. Buried 630 feet below the ground.
Safe from the conflagration that...
Yes.
It's taking place this very
night. 734
You'd
people
hardly know there was a nuclear war going on right at this moment.
Yes. Which keeps it
you huddled
in the right temperature.
Little place.
Your
all
shelter.
Happy. It's sheltered. Yes.
You bought fresh batteries thinking it was going to be an earthquake.
It still hurt.
Now you're buried in the basement
hurt.
Of your home.
with no water, and just this radio show.
And the water rises.
And just nice, warm.
The plumber's busy, Kyle.
You can see the rats crawling over the wreckage warm. Towards your head.
And you're at your last food supply.
And the last thing you'll ever hear is this show.
And you've
as
got
the rats
one
hungrily
bullet left.
Reach.
Hungry show gets nostril. Closer and closer to your inner ear. You lose
yes.
your balance. You can't get out of the bed. You turn the radio
show,
on.
They are trying
show.
To things you. Got. Things working its way in from either side
dizzy.
Through the stereo
the little drawer started laughing
the tiny earwig
socks all jumped out
the earwig
the
of a show
rolled around
that'll munch its way around your head like a pinhole black star
oh
leaving nothing but a piece
scary,
of rattling
show.
Swiss cheese.
Why were they listening to scary show?
Why weren't they calling
myself those people like they're supposed to?
I've never seen a radio show with such big teeth.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
And hairy hands.
What are we going to do?
Better.
No.
Is it AM or FM? I mean,
I think it's both.
How do you stop this show?
I think it's even going out in the police band right now.
I think the show is even going out into the parking lot.
They're not afraid. They know how to deal
back in the alley.
You
see it? There it is. Urinating in public.
The show. Twinkly
himself in the parking lot.
Oh, there they go again. Time of pee.
Yes. We were back in the...
Yes, they were back in their time of pee time with the little baby subdini.
Yes.
Who always seems to be there.
Because as Pee Wee Herman says, if we don't get to him now, when will we get to him?
Well, probably after the show.
In your mind.
Where we find him once again lost.
Again after the show.
Lost everything. We're going to have to walk.
And maybe...
Just one
and maybe
questions.
Mr. Wellman will have the recipe for the for the batter that we use here on our battered babies.
I think. Yes, the end times were fun.
And I saw the elderly fall to the street.
Yes, me
yes,
too.
The battered babies on a stick.
The German shepherds, yes, they thought that the place of Americans was some kind of record.
They sent a check.
No, it was actually a
but
horrible
nothing had been
reality.
Done.
The complacent Americans
their check wouldn't save
was
them
real. And they had been on this show. Yes, the complacent Americans were our guests.
I was great relief, but I knew
in the future, no doubt, we'll have Jim Eason from KGO talking about his sanctification of the Subdini Church.
Yes, and his resistance to change is extremely high.
I know you think I'm kidding, but
extremely high.
We'll have to just wait until it happens on a stormy, stormy night. Well... Dr. Mofram, I think we're going to have to go out there and get the body.
I believe so, and
the clouds don't
and we'll probably be able to revive it. And teach it to drive. Everything
right.
Like that.
Drive this plane anyway, right to the inner Dobbstown.
You know, many people don't believe that this is a real church town.
Many people think it's just a radio show.
Yes.
Kind of a bad joke.
Many people think it's a good joke.
It's so good, it scared the government.
Yes, it scared them and scared lots of people. It scared Round the Records. It scared McGraw-Hill. And if you're in McGraw-Hill, you can be really scary yourself. Well,
looks like everybody's leaving now.
You'll buy the book.
I think they're trying to keep the show outdoors. It's so nice
out tonight.
If you believe it, you'll buy the
book.
The show wanted to go out.
Jumping up and down.
It'll try to enjoy itself a little tonight.
Yeah. Well, we never did find the continuity for
blow their little ears
out.
No,
no, no.
Well, now I'm down to somebody else.
I think the marathon actually used all the
time.
You're right. They actually,
we've had multitude of guests, and we've had
four or five.
Just want to break back on donating to the Denny show.
Just want to get some grass.
We've got people on.
We've got to keep that Denny show going.
Yeah, well, take them.
So, you know,
okay.
He gives away nice prizes and everything.
Allegro Rotan. It's a Cafe DiCresso.
So all you KPFA survivors and subscribers out there, send in your wallets.
True.
Hello, survivor.
Oh, this is for you.
Oh, well.
I mean, we'll take him on the outside line.
I don't care. I mean, you hear that ring?
Yes, we know who that is.
Yeah.
Who's
it's
that
always
ring?
Always you.
Am I here?
Hi,
yeah.
You. Yeah.
When's Cliff Ross coming back?
Who?
The guy that found
a horrible
blast
in all in its path.
Remember?
Him.
Long time ago.
he went on a vacation or
nothing, nothing. Why don't you just turn to KGO and listen to KGO FM? I think we don't want to talk about him because he's in the back.
He went away or something.
Something about a summer job.
Yeah.
You know what Radio Hypnopedia means?
Well, we know what it means to us.
I
believe that the dictionary definition of hypnopedia goes pain and sickness and terror. In misery, and a headache that lasts all year. Now, that's right out of Webster's.
know where Book is from?
I couldn't see.
The Book and Thump? Yeah, that's the kind of music we play.
Yeah,
we thump and then we book.
The smell.
There's a chapter in the smell, too.
The terrible
there's
rotten
a, yeah, the terrible
smell
rotten smell of burning flesh. Yeah, there's a whole chapter about that. It's really fun. It's
so
one of my
sick.
Favorites. You felt sick? Oh, well, that's a scratch and sniff at the end of the chapter.
Yeah, well, that's...
There's one of those in every
I
book,
know.
I think.
That's there's
yeah,
one of those
Betty?
In every book now.
What
they
about,
even have kids
What about your
with
wife
that.
And the kids? Helen, yeah.
It's monster. Scratch the little panel off. This, yeah, it's
the boys?
Like monster.
What about the boys?
Well, the boys are probably asleep right now, but...
Are you there?
Where were they?
I don't know. He's not there.
Well, the subscriber
not
is not there.
There?
Yeah,
no,
the
yes,
subscriber
he
is actually
yes, he
gone.
Is. I can see him on the video screen. There you are.
Oh, okay.
Hi, little subscriber.
Oh, there
he is. You can call back if you want. Oh, no, he can't.
Oh, no. Look at that. It's terrible.
What's happening
I'm
here?
Afraid it fed back all the way to this telephone.
Well, we're sorry about that. We really didn't mean to execute
there.
You on like that, but...
Oh, there.
Somehow
some of
the others...
keeps happening to the poor guy.
Well, that's how
know.
It is
hey,
with
we're real sorry
radio.
About that. I didn't know that happened.
We like to involve the whole community.
Yeah. You want to call back? Well, we're not going to be mean. We promise.
No.
Anybody. This morning...
No. We apologize for every caller that we've ever insulted in our whole lives.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Their families and their staffs and organizations.
And we promise we won't
And we
do
promise
it
we won't ever do it again.
We're really sorry.
Because we know that
we
really
love
mean
you.
It this time.
Yeah.
That any talk show is not complete without the callers who want
lie.
Us to know.
You will immediately
well, you know, for instance, what kind of tonight. Medicine is best to cure rickets and a cat or something? You know, if you want to call up and ask that, you know, that's okay. No. We can't necessarily answer it.
Accubatings continue here.
So we will refuse to answer what happened to the guy that had the show before us.
You would be
no, I mean, there was no show
your
before
business.
Us. There was simply...
we came,
show.
We walked
we
by
bought him out with
studio
lots
door.
Of payola.
We are simply another
Where's
show.
Where's yours?
Your special
we were just walking by and the we'll studio door was open, so we came
this.
In and there was
just
this...
Just a matter
well,
of minutes. Whenever you think
anyway, we wrapped it up and they took the trunk away and then we had this show. You know, it was just laying around. We picked it up.
Three times.
Nobody stopped us. So it's ours now.
You will
Squatter show law.
That's reading.
Into a deep
exert our
we've got a caller here.
Our stresses
okay.
To tug and pull
sustainer.
And stretch and struggle
you're
and balance spurt
18.
Lift and heft and trouble your
no.
Painful duties with the energies of our exercise.
Oh, what happened?
Hello?
Is this radio hypnopenia?
What kind of?
Breathing.
That's almost it.
Breathing radio.
It's the Brofram Institute. They patched in through the satellite.
I wanted to call in and give everyone to show are they having a good time and can I come down to the station and help you?
No, I'm afraid.
Bring more crackers.
Party's too big. Yeah.
And more of those hotels.
Hell of an evening here. Outside of the studios, crowded with our friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the crackers I have left.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me be on the air. I always wanted to be on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah? This is probably the high point of your life.
Fooled you again.
Scary guys.
What a caller, huh?
Yeah, hey, maybe
he ran down
right
all,
to sleep.
All the way down to the bar
maybe one of the complacent Americans.
Yes, I was one of the complacent Americans, and look what happened to me. The operations, the pyroflagellations, I couldn't believe it.
Well,
this was happening to me.
I've ever diversified.
Well, just what kind of prophecy do we have for the summer?
Well, we have the...
Actually, they're predicting that Bob will... make his one of his first public appearances at the US Festival.
The clue.
And that the Doctor Bands will actually be playing there for 5 days. And David Bowie isn't even going to be there except as the lowest acolyte
Bob
spoon
was a
carrier for the Sub-Dini Babies or something like that.
Don't you think? Huh? Don't you think?
If you had to vote on it, wouldn't you say that a few years ago, the robot, Dobbs built me a robot. Mechanically efficient from the bottom to the top.
Bob me.
I like that slow Bob.
That
was pretty neat. That's the way they hear it down at the club, I think. You know, you back, that's the club you back into. Yeah. Bob was a fast robot. Bob was built in,
Bob.
19 days.
Hired and sleep.
This is one of the Dobbs clones that you're seeing, we're talking about here. The only, actually, Dobbs clone that came out as a robot, so to speak. I mean,
robot.
If you could call it that at all. But, I don't know. I don't think the movement is helping at all.
No, it's not here. Now we've got two of them. I don't even know if I'm here. I guess I'm here.
Yeah, I think you are, too.
I'd better check.
Whether you want to be or not. I think
I've got my driver's license and six credit cards.
Be coordinating with
two other forms of
all the other doctors that are listening.
And an REI refund check. Now can I get on the show?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go. All right.
So what's this about our secret file here by the Secret Service that...
Oh, yes. Well, it's true. The Secret Service visited the church. Because, Karen,
yesterday?
You're listening, there's a young lady named Karen Stain out there somewhere who
Thanks
had a pamphlet
lot.
On her, and she was, I don't know whether they have the rifle or the criminal or what first, but they have reason to believe that one of the cartoons in there was perhaps seditious and treasonous and
perhaps a threat on
to the life of scary, but
President Arthur. Reagan's life.
That's right.
So they,
you know, no one would want to harm
him.
So we shunted him off to the Dallas Clinch, and they took care of him. Yes, they introduced him to an expensive and elaborate front that establishes a family. Can you believe that? A subgenie with a family.
And now we've got the Secret Service
and a wife
subscribing to the Subgenius Foundation.
Clever and for the intriguing interlocking and
network state organization rated
all bring about a
$9,000 a year.
Yes, the taxpayers are paid
for this. For this $9,000, the Secret Service will get all the pamphlets
scary,
they can file.
Scary Bob. Yeah, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, scary, right?
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
real scary.
Scary Dobbs. As
you
a girlfriend went
scary?
To sleep because he was not scary.
I remember.
There are certain forms of fear. Which
the United States, back in 83, that was scary. This isn't scary.
It's true.
It's true. The canned beans, the rats.
The death object of 66633. Well,
the giant insects eating
they
the Volkswagen.
They effectively erased true private property
for the middle class.
The pink slips fluttering down
in the
racing sky like a herd of locusts.
The little big men's club they belong to, and all the major politicians
the
belong
radio
to, and all the major parties belong to, plus the heads and directors and editors and superstar personalities, all the major networks, magazines, and newspapers.
Yes, it was true. They were taking KPFA down.
Does this sound like
crook
talk? That's because
they were driving in a
station like this down where we're a prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
I think
yes, they engineered the spread of crazy.
Get a good price for this station.
Many of the theories are true.
Still sound crazy. Station had already been.
The Rockefeller Conspiracy, the CFR, the Roundtable, the Bilderbergers, the JFK cleanup, all of it.
Why not?
The Tribunal Commission
I
stuff.
I know that when Mr.
That's
Smith
asked us, oh, they're bad guys already, but compared to real ones, they're just clerks in the front desk. They're just a sales force of a far larger company. Sure, they have more control than any sane American ever dreamed of.
Sure,
in one city, they themselves are more controlled than they ever dreamed possible. According to Dobbs, even some of the top men are actually still there, and they still believe they're preserving a two-party system in America. Oswald's
be
been Oswald's been written up
system in this radio station soon.
Yes, I know.
24-hour slackathons on. And there's nothing but Subdini all across the radio band. You'll wish that you'd listen to
the show now. Subdini's
because you'll have your own show then.
Yes, it's true.
Even the little tape recorders fall asleep.
Oh, there we go. Everything's back again the way it should be.
Yes, I'm happy now.
What about that Tylenol hoax, huh, Gabrofran? What was that? I mean, was that really tentatively a convenience who we'll be calling on probably next week's show? Or Thank you. Or was it just a little rain on the roof? Or was it really the tea bag getting all out of shape? Thank you. Or was it...
Well, what it probably was,
what was it?
Something got messed up. I mean, just something got messed up.
I have to go get H2O.
Well, that does leave us with a lot of problems here. First, Palmer has fallen through the trapdoor in the bottom of the studio, groveling around in the basement. The brow is flown off in search of something to drink. I'm left here to try to carry this struggling show across the landscape of Dobbstown. Well, I don't think I can do it by myself. Because I haven't been Nelsonized. No, I haven't undergone that treatment. And I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. Because it's scary, and it's me.
But scary. You, too, those can be an expert adept and proficient,
well,
be masterful. As the prima donna of this show, yay, even the first...
Booze! Well, I don't know. Somebody fell
medalist.
Through the floor, and then the other guy
veteran
flew away.
Stages.
And the hairy guy ran off.
The man of the campaign does.
I don't know. There's nothing going on. That's the thing. It's just entertainment. That's all. It's not really a church. It's not really anything. There's really no Ivan Stang or Bob Dobbs or Philo Drummond. Those people don't exist. There's no book. There's no unibrow. There's no little gabogue.
Yeah.
Who are these guys anyway?
No, it's just stuff we all made up tonight.
What kind of? Is
You've never heard this show before. It hasn't been here for a whole
superstar
year.
Show, hello, Subdini Superstar Show. Can I talk to one of them Subdini Superstars?
Oh, okay. Would you like to talk to, say,
the Master Lord
Palmer,
Commander,
or maybe
Captain
would you like to talk to
Doctor Familia?
Yeah, any of those guys.
The nameless doctor.
The head senior governor, ruler, dictator, leader of our...
Yeah. Anyway.
That's what happened.
We're going to tell you what was happening here.
It's going to happen to us all the time.
With this show that...
Liege, Lord, yes. Potentate.
Somehow or the other.
You overlord of the sovereign.
Waking yourself up. But this is the last show. Why are they playing the last show?
Your omnipotence. Yeah.
Where are they going with the last show? I don't know.
The giant celery that ate San Francisco was... One of the situations that brought about life as it exists today, the way we know it,
forms.
We're in this consumer fraud.
We fill them up with wonderful things. We ask them, why are we here instead of there?
Well, wait, what's he doing?
I don't know.
He's chopping up those molecules.
Well, here it is.
Oh, the magic,
Saturday morning. This is your day off.
Welcome,
are you going to spend it mowing the lawn?
Saturday morning.
We're goofing around.
Starting
are you going to go out to the shopping center and ask for some money for Bob?
You're on the show again. It's Saturday morning again.
It's a little early for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it always
well, look,
is.
We're trying to see if we can get a few of the listeners to go down to Hilltop
Mall
and
bake
for the church.
Because we're trying to be nice.
My glasses are on.
Trying extra hard to be.
Just take a few of the things and down to the mall and sell them at real reasonable
prices. Less funny.
It doesn't really matter how much money. Just so you get some money, and then,
less,
of course, send the money to the church.
Less Wotan.
Which is Box
118,
situational drama.
Zip so
what,
office job, working 9-to-5. And
horrible music.
The pay was good, but
I don't
it was
know.
Just a beehive.
We were
going to
bring it with us.
We thought that we could solve the conspiracy problems and,
yes.
and all of their ilk, but we wound up...
in our cars at the same time.
Gagging our own milk.
For those of you who are curious,
no,
just forget it. We won't play the special music.
Faster time frame than normal human time. So
no,
actually,
don't applaud.
The show's
you're not going to get us out there.
It's like actually 4 years old. So for those of you who are interested, the show will be good in about another year and a half, and things will be a little bit different.
Enough. Stop talking. Answer the telephone.
Okay, there's a caller here.
Hello? We know you're out there.
Really?
Yeah,
we know you're in here.
Turn him up a little bit more. Get him bigger there.
Make him a little more purple.
Make it bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, inflate
the
caller.
Still fit in the show here?
Okay.
There we go.
What kind of echo chamber are you using?
Oh, we don't actually have an echo chamber.
It's just a very large studio.
Oh, very good.
Same place.
We have bigger studios.
You do?
Out in heaven.
Good. You live in heaven? Which heaven do you live in? I can hear there that the angels are
what a
screaming there in the background. Are you trying to rip their feathers off or something? Yeah. What kind of heaven is this?
We call this heaven.
Hell
it's
heaven.
More like a waiting room.
The hell part of heaven.
Well, wait. I went away.
Let's call the police.
You're the police?
No, let's call them.
So you think they ought to let this Italian astronomer...
You think that the listeners would like to hear the police on the show?
Yeah, I don't think we have any other albums right around here tonight.
I can do
that
myself. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Well, you do
like that guy.
I mean,
we all do.
It's pretty far off.
And here we are doing it.
Say, Dr. Nelson, can we bring the caller up just a teeny bit?
Please, talk.
He's up as high as he can get. You guys will have to calm down.
I'm going to City College for broadcasting.
There we go.
Oh, you are? Really?
Things are
pretty good.
Okay now.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it's
pretty
always the same thing. Anyway,
well,
we were talking about dogma. We were talking about the real church now. Dr. Bofan? What about the real church?
Ambulance.
Yeah, well, we came here in an ambulance.
Yeah, how many did you take to get in the
ambulance? You need an ambulance?
Okay, good night.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a desk clerk. I work too much.
You're a dust ball, and you're just going to blow away.
Yes, we're all just dust balls here in the radio of life. Yes, we're all just
dust balls.
Yes,
the dust. He's going to have a sub-dust
bin of history.
He graduates from school.
We stomp all over.
His own station, his own video monitors,
one by one.
His own production units.
As we circle the Bay Area looking for a subject to land on.
A lot better. And then you'll see. That we meet as dawn comes up over the Berkeley landscape.
What will they talk about next? Will they talk about the giant squid tearing down the Golden Gate Bridge?
Damn fine times.
Will they talk about the subgenius encounter groups with machetes that we hear rumors about over in Albany? Will they talk about the... will they talk about anything, or will they just flounder around
in
a thick soup of electrons?
Be in search of the pills. Yes, the aliens are addicted to the pills. When they land on your ledge and they scare your friends and you find yourself dying every time you
eat. What about those magnetic pulses?
You eat because the food monsters are stealing your brain.
Do you expect any interference with the shows?
I think every show is going to be interfered with, just like tonight's kind of.
Sub-megaton burst there inside the listener's head.
Robots give off these little bursts of magnetic pulses that
blowing all the light bulbs
makes
in their apartment.
All the equipment go haywire, and then you have to kind of concentrate on getting it back in shape, and suddenly...
Pay a lot of money for those blinking lights.
And this,
you can see the little green ones going up and down the side of your helmet.
I don't know. I was trying to
see any orange lights. Please call into the station because it means you're running out of air.
Some of the other things we've seen tonight.
You can see this station obviously has more air than it needs.
We can't complete the
actually the whole planet program full of it. Doctor, you know there's a lot of air out there. There's a lot of room for shows that are controversial.
Wait, what happened?
And hard hitting and
satellite was
ready to tear its competitors apart and chew them up and spit them out and take over the airwaves.
The satellite was?
So the nuclear war.
What a mean satellite it was, too.
We're all waiting for that nuclear satellite. War. We've been waiting for a long time.
You remember Frank Bent?
The dust.
Yeah,
Frank, what was the dust?
The dust. The dust bombs.
The dust bombs.
The dust bombs that blew away.
It was time for the dust bombs, those courageous know-nothings who made their way west to California from places that should have known better.
Hey, Woody, sweep the trailer out again.
Not often.
The dust bums are crashing everywhere. Woody,
how do you clean them things up?
Write a song about it.
Oops, yeah, I see.
Maybe it'll go away.
Yes, we have written a song about
how
that.
How did you clean away those
joking.
Dust bums anyway?
Well, actually, they put
on. What happened? Okay, let's turn the station
over. Aircraft factories during World War II, and they became middle class aliens.
I see, and then they started building those big Dobbs heads on the coast.
My parents blew in with the last dust storm of 39 and actually worked at Douglas Aircraft, and now they're actually...
the station's facets around like a big Rubik's Cube.
They're well-established Americans now.
Trying to get a hope.
Listening to this
they're
show.
They're proud of themselves. Yes, they listen to this show,
and
whether they want to or not.
Having contributed a third of a quarter
to
this show.
They know they can blow away just as easily as they blew in.
Still...
And we're all prepared for that eventuality.
Or no one listens.
That's right.
It's not true. Right now, the very dust bums are awake. Ready
you know,
to
we aren't very much
questions.
Like a real church.
Many questions.
Yes.
I'm sure you all understand how busy we are.
Oh, okay.
I hope you'll bear with me when
but
I...
But we are like a true church.
It's that tape of Bob that he always plays when you try to call up on the video scope. Do you say you work too much? Or
no, I
said that the army people were... have asked them to leave.
And
oh, well. That's probably because they went to
the back to where they came from.
If you're Sterno tonight, and I'm Sterno tomorrow night, Paul, of course, will be Sterno yesterday.
And what about
who's
that
Paul?
Wotan?
I don't know who Paul is. He's the Pope,
remember? What is
remember?
This Slack stuff? The secrets of Slack.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he went. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Yes, too many secrets, I think.
I mean, along with your normal everyday
too
life,
much
there is another life, one in which you have slack. The vast majority of mankind remains in ignorance. Most humans spend their lives in spiritual darkness at the crazy mercy of chance and accident. Subgeniuses basking in the 5,000-watt light of Dobbs are also at the mercy of chance and accident, yet are given a boost by the pipe bringer, the seeker, the climb aboard guy that brings chance and accident into the arena and rides him like a cosmic surfboard in the very oceans of the luck plane, which you heard earlier in this show. Hanging 10 on the very same waves of randomness that cause humans such envious hookah. Well, Dr. Vrides, what kind of slack did you find when you joined the church?
I didn't. I found myself working harder than ever, having to get up in the middle of the night
But the listeners don't know. We know very well.
What are they listening to?
They're listening to little integrated hints of meaning that are much more fun than longer hours of non-meaning.
So answer the question. Okay. What work did you do all day and all night?
I don't know, but they fooled McMillan and the Sons, and they fooled
the Red Mist.
Broad Hell, and they
the Red Mist came down.
The Red Mist.
I ate too many salted chips, too many carbohydrates, too much sugar, and then I found myself running away from the White House, holding a bloody tape recorder in one hand.
Do you have any idea what kind of
that's a very honest thing for you to say on the air, and I'm sure that.
Well, when you're hopelessly lost in the canyons of downtown and your destination government looms up in front of you,
and then I found myself here.
In a sweaty state of indecision, I found myself outside the building, wondering if it was. If it was a hint,
I think Spider-Man's after me. I've seen the guy. He's running up and down the side of the building.
Spider-Man.
I stay in the subways. But it's no good.
Spider-Man, copyright Subgenius Foundation. Zandy President Enterprise. Is Spider-Man just a pink boy, another nerd?
Well, I don't know if it matters
anymore.
Eventually,
even he becomes serious in the enormous repertoire of false fronts.
The more of the world we own.
In this state of quasi-human ignorance, he's helpless.
Is it real?
Who will be to this misled subgenius who follows the dangling carrot tied to his own head? This is entirely the 400 miles of free carrot that are on the side of the road.
The lies.
Yes, the road of hints holds many of my alien scary dark cul-de-sac.
Just send it somebody. Subgenie
must be steadfast as the mighty amoeba.
It may be this show.
It's bigger and bigger.
It may be a bicycle that never gets rid. And it may be just a big set of
stairs.
See
if it's possible.
But you'll get some. We promise. Yes.
Well, a few minutes earlier, in another part of the city, Peter Parker, Boy Stupid, who is otherwise known as Spider-Man, is
We'll just find out here in a minute.
See if we can
load
one
the
more
listener here into the
into the cement truck and make him part of the new deck of the Golden Gate Bridge, the deck that only Subgenies will be allowed to drive on as fast as they want in any direction they wish.
Remember to keep watching scary little orange lights on your helmet.
Well, I think they're okay. It's not my problem.
It's not our problem. But it might be your problem. We're going to find out if it is your problem in a minute. Because we're calling you, Doug Smith, Anytown, USA.
Who?
that we are all old. Well, our subgenius computers here managed to pick out the most average listener in the entire United States, and we're going to try to get in contact with him here in the middle of the night.
Here. Yeah. Not here. Not there.
Right between your ears.
You go back to sleep.
Are you there? Hello. Mega Moron Radio.
Yes. It's the fleeting baby. Who let this baby in here?
This is the biggest broadcast
we've operated. We thought many states.
I hear the little ring down there. Yes. Perhaps we can get more of a ring. Average caller, come in.
What's this guy's name? It's either Smith or Jones.
Yeah, Smith or Jones. We'll see if there's a Smith or there.
Is there a Jones? Within the castle of Count Dracula. I don't know.
Well, we're going to call Count Dracula now and find out.
Did he visit? And flies Smith family in the middle of the night.
Wait, what happened to the caller? You can barely hear the little ring.
Yes, you can. There it is.
There it is.
Okay.
What sounds like a telephone call being punched up is actually a very sophisticated satellite laser weapon.
Yes.
It's up there. We're on the roof of our radio station. Our powerful pulse particle beam is aimed at your television aerial.
It's been forced on us by a
futile attempt to communicate.
And in place.
With forces beyond our understanding.
Where are the Subdinis tonight? We're wondering.
Nobody's listening.
Well, I'll tell you what you don't need too much of. And that's,
another
that's
bolt of energy bombing. Shot through their radios.
Okay.
Let's try to get this thing going and get the last few moments of the Subdinis radio hour, which is actually...
Yeah, off the hook.
Last part of its existence here on its first anniversary. So those of you who have been listening for actually 1 year or longer to this show, if you can prove that, well, send us something in the mail that proves that you listened to the very first show.
Slum dancing.
And
here in the inner city radio.
Wallet. To half a gallon of refined
the
dinosaur.
The empty warehouses of the night.
Church of the Hyper-Jesus.
An early American named Ichabod Crane was terrified.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
We're getting a little carried away. What do you say, Doctor?
Yes, it seems like these booster clubs are springing up all over our arms like a terrible rash.
I don't quite understand it. I mean, people are asking us to talk everywhere now. And all sorts of
rub some of this pink stuff all over it and hope the rash will go away.
Actually, some odd...
Was that a real fellow there?
Yeah. Well, I'll bet there to join you.
Hello?
Very great.
Hello.
What?
We in the fascist movement need a church.
Stay tuned. Well, buddy, this is the church for you, then.
Yeah, actually, this is a church you can actually buy and operate any fashion that you wish, as long as, of course, you keep the payments up hand.
You're playing with fire,
deductible. Just lead us.
Well, they just keep trying, and maybe somewhere out there, the signal will reach a nice planet.
Well, we have a nice uniform, yeah. It's pretty colors and lots of flashy buttons. Hey, you like medals? Hello?
There he goes. He's the caller that only had half a message. Well,
wait, no. Here he is, winding his way back up the stairs.
Ride in metal Jeep.
I can't quite understand. The only thing I can figure is that everybody wants to be at the Grateful Dead concert.
And you will be my vehicle.
Was that a Jeep?
You can help rule the universe.
Okay. Well, you sound exactly like what we need to collect more money.
I need you more than I need drugs.
Caller, do you have a sub number?
Well,
the secret caller. The secret caller has faded off into patriotism.
Yes.
here on the...
We tried to bring that caller here with us, but
an empty fascist baby
station, and Ashley's probably
crawl away
through space,
slipping out of their uniforms and turning into amoebas.
It's not like you're in real time down here at KPFA. This is something different. This is like being in no time.
There's no show.
Oh, there's a show. It's right here.
Making its way to the surface.
Scratched into the paneling on the wall.
Bubbling up. Like oil on water.
Good time. Call Nancy. Well, I'm sure that they're enjoying themselves right now. They're probably awake in Washington, the people that control practically everything.
That secret war in Ohio that not even your neighbors are talking about.
Well, we're having a bit of trouble here tonight.
Freedom fighters.
Something funny is going on. The Uber brow seems to just be doing nothing but punching.
Hey, whoa. Yeah, he's forgotten about the show, but, you know, who
he's
needs
distracting
him?
Distracting
yeah.
us.
What kind of show?
See just the brows, like, grown
think
through his teeth
what
and sewn his lips together.
Anyway.
Potato just like one of those
some
little shrunken heads. You can buy for a couple
what's going
dollars.
On down there?
You
know, Tom's twirling around and around and...
Well, the brass head got teenier and teenier.
Them and ancient shamans
bigger and bigger.
Started
but,
out as a practical joke.
We were polite. We didn't mention it.
No, we tried to bring
suddenly the full power of slack.
Absurd. Couldn't
man's
keep a roommate, but what did that matter?
What is this, a
as long as there was somebody
yeah,
to open
bill. Yeah, this red brick tape deck.
Sub-Dini.
Cracking maxim after aphorism.
They remain hidden.
Splinters
through
it. Maybe it'll work. Adage after proverb after motto after epigram.
It's like freedom.
Sentence upon
but unlike freedom, it brings no response.
Weather,
Bob does not
axiomatic
worry.
Theorems
history.
And formulations
one thing we have in common
truism.
Is evil balls of cult is we wish to be not responsible. Yes, one might suggest it. Overrated alcoholic.
Wait, I think all this information
Dr.
is making Dr. Gabrofran sick.
No slag. I mean,
that's
no.
an erroneous fallacy and misconception of your misapprehension.
Don't you guys got any slag?
As misunderstood
extra
due to your aberration and the
sun comes up
laxity,
Berkeley.
Yeah, well,
true slag is something
because
for nothing,
of misinterpretation
you know?
Of your
that's
misjudgment.
Basically what happens. However, such merely physical slack is its own danger.
Slack the last
human
sure
beings are immortal.
Be
they become correspondent and what's left and without death almost everything. They will do nothing. Not even think, not even feel, blank food tubes that eventually turn back into primal water. Slack junkies.
Maybe if
yeah.
Dobbs,
slack junkies.
Dobbs will appear here
on the
monitor.
Somehow manages the
so that at least we can see him, even if you can't.
Managing slack.
That might help me make
makes you more.
Well, why don't you try to describe what this guy Dobbs looks like? Since
well,
this is like a radio show.
Illusion,
you know,
but yeah.
Well, like very he doesn't look like Mr. Opinion necessarily, or
hallucination.
Those guys, but he. He does kind of look like, the guy that does Sounds of Terror.
He's
got a pipe.
Shows.
Yeah, he's got a pipe.
And he's always smiling.
But they've always all got a pipe.
So
you know, it's kind of a
situation.
He always looks like he just had a shave.
So what's
low
the big deal with him?
Which
he does
more
I believe is one of the more distinguishing
elements
of music. Separates him from the normals and the
pseudo wrestling. He does a lot of commercials and old movies and stuff.
He's quite a guy, and he appears to us in many forms. There's
new
Joe
Dobbs.
I don't
know
about
that. Wonders muddlessly.
Keeps everybody happy.
Twin pipe
kind
model.
Of thick.
Yeah.
Finds out about
he's progressive
what's going on.
He's
a
Chicago
Bob.
Chicano Bob.
The Sub-Dini type.
That capacity for comprehensive understanding of the intellect.
Bob's
are all parts of the brain.
Most Americans don't work for fun or profit. They work for fun or profit.
They'll have the
pipe.
I think they're female.
Subtly penetrating perspicacious.
What's in it for you? There's a good question that
no, we realize
just trying to find out about
necessarily tell you everything
in
you
the
time know
P,
about the way
which
Bob
was
looks.
The wisdom of our
mentioned earlier, Bob Dobbs
common
appears
to
you will recognize
rational, clear thinker.
Just remember, he's always smiling. He's always happy.
Well,
very
you took
rich.
Too much. You stayed up too late again. The sun's coming up.
And here you are.
The
yes,
radio
listening to this.
Is on.
Attentively awake and
this
exciting
show,
your
where we tell you about Jerry Dobbs is here.
Our awareness.
You
yes.
could be
yeah, well,
not to mention doing yours. Almost anything. You could be night skiing somewhere.
You could be
yes,
doing your Tai Chi.
Yes, you could be
inherent arrangements of a race.
You could be fighting
of
off the food monsters.
You could have been
or you could be inviting them.
Or you could be listening to the show on purpose because you could be one of the food monsters. In fact,
yes.
Maybe that's what happened.
Perhaps.
You could be an important artifice, a secret project, stuck inside for fun or profit. You know what they said?
Profit! But some people say that profits are bad.
And then all of us should just work for the fun of it.
Pay our taxes just for the fun of it. Without profits, it wouldn't be very much fun. So
the people who really work can do it for just one reason.
What's that? Oh, hi, guys.
Public service of this station and the Center for Defensive Freedom.
Call that public. There they go. Well, we have to play that. So everybody knows.
Well, here's a real public service.
Let's have a big
hey out there. The world's doomed if you don't do something about it real quick. I mean, this planet is in serious trouble. You know,
you can't just keep messing everything up and expect everything to come out all right. Do you have anything about
that? That was a public service announcement.
About that.
No, it's no,
get it together.
He can't hear you. I think
or die.
His receiver's
gone crazy with the power.
Yeah. It's when he fell on his head outside the ship.
Yeah.
He can hear us. We can't hear him.
It could be sirens.
No, wait. That's not it.
We'll probably be able to understand more. Yeah, that's it. Subgenius way to play records.
I think
here we go. Back to the moment where the Bofran went crazy.
Coming our solar system's newest comet.
As
he heads toward the center of the station.
Okay.
Spouting gas.
Here comes the gas.
And ice and hail.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. Which one's the Bofran? There's five of them.
There in the first elevator.
Which elevator am I in?
The Bofran's got the real credit cards. That's how you can tell them apart.
Okay, well, I hope he's paying for this thing.
Yeah, he's paying for it all.
Okay. Hey, can you guys hear anything?
Which one's the Bofran?
The little one.
Oh. Am I in this universe or I'm not in this universe?
The tiny one shrinking.
Oh, I see. That's why they show
the low end of the dog. Look up in the sky. I'm that big, hairy blot you see when you look by the North Pole.
Why is he always the same volume as everybody else?
Oh, I don't know. It's...
I think we better type this up in the report, just like always.
Yeah.
You know?
They're playing the same song again, as always.
That's the theme song of one of the many shows
right now, so all the listeners
played by us.
With their
it's on to Philadelphia after this show. Yes, a surprise one in Philadelphia and some nice background.
Well, this report's going to be finished soon, and then we'll drop it in the mail off to the Secret Service as they request it.
Keep up the Palmers.
We here at the Subversive Placement Service
keep pushing
are willing
the Palmers
to
in.
Furnish your name to almost any legal agency. Yes, be it the IRS, the feds, we go for a walk. The Secret Service, or just your local police. If you send us somebody in your
very
name,
best
we'll
friend.
Please, your
Karen,
name to
if you're
any
out
of
there,
these.
Call us.
And tell us whatever you're into. Sedition.
What was a joke? I mean,
graft. Forgery.
Waiting for your name.
We don't care. We don't discriminate. Any crime.
We'll turn anybody in.
We will just turn
find
anyone
out about
in.
Anything.
We turned ourselves in, but they wouldn't take us.
Right.
Down the hall we went. Rejected. By those who...
Not even...
We thought wanted us.
No, it was just Sedition Placement Service next door to the Eating Dynamics Workshop.
To your right.
Well, that's the way it was. Our prophet.
Glide your eyes.
Motivated.
Out there in the wilderness again.
I don't know how many times we weren't right, and we weren't left, and we weren't at the center.
Yet somehow we were hungry again.
I think I'll just have another bucket of sushi.
What?
Well,
the whole thing
what can you
really
say?
What do you eat? It's how much do you eat? And then, to be a food monster, you have to eat a real lot.
Yeah,
a bucket of sushi, a bucket of pills, a bucket of steaks,
a bucket of martinis.
No, much better.
Well, I don't know. I was a food monster at one time, and I had the body to prove it.
There are a few meatpacks.
Hello? Yes?
I don't know what's going on.
And, you know,
and hello? Is that somebody out there?
No, it's nobody out there. You're alone. There's not even a thread of cohesiveness to pull you in here. I mean, you're not even on the same show as the Brow and I right now.
Yeah, Paul's over there.
You're on a different show. You don't even know what studio you're in.
It's time for the Palmer Show.
Desperately.
Yes, the Desperate Palmer Show. Quick, can he take the last 10 minutes away from the sub-demon?
10 minutes to 6, and it's time for the Palmer's Farm Report.
Ah, yes.
Brought to you by
the only sub-demon farm
reporter. Hope the engineer gets here soon. This is my big chance.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, good morning. Time for the KPFA Palmerized Farm Report. Farms... across the United States went up in flames today as an animal pulse burst fed back along all the horrible transistors that blew up your radio sets. Not much of a farm report, but all the farms are gone now. And only the telephones are left.
They put people on hold out at the farms?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, no lawyers.
Something about all the farms just blew up?
Yes.
Oh, there goes one of the farms now. Boy, awful small.
Well,
got it all over the tape recorder.
Right.
It just doesn't matter anymore. The end times are coming up anyway.
Yes.
That's what they keep telling me.
I predict that we'll be ended in 10 minutes.
The thing is, I guess you can get better sight without eyeglasses in the future. That's what they say.
What are people listening to?
Not this. Nope. Oh, I hope they're sleeping. Getting ready for another scary Saturday.
The people that are waking up.
If you're just waking up,
then go back to sleep.
Roll back over.
Unless, of course, you want to listen to the next
six bells, eight bells, something like that.
Eight bells, ten bells.
Here's the choir, warming up for the next show. Getting ready for the next big time.
Just beautiful. What a sight.
Singing their way to a new time. Not this time.
We had a talk show today, actually, and they happened to have a deep and meaningful discussion about one of the things that we hold very sacred. And I'm sure that I'm probably the only person
that imagine that
show that is actually
held
on
together
the show.
But they were talking
there
about
there goes Gabofer being sincere again.
It's true, the molecule binding elements are just flying
across. They have Vic's boss on there.
There goes one now, having too good a time. Yes,
we are heading
trying to build a new universe with it, too.
Little whizzing Hamlet.
You think I'm kidding, but I'm...
You can hear the heliopters now.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too, but...
I don't know. Vic on the radio.
Them little sub-demons.
They're rising up. Like dinner rolls. Ascended.
Dinner rolls or sub-demies?
Yeah.
Just
dropping out of the sky, launching dinner rolls left and right, dripping margarine.
May the Lord be with you.
Oh, yes.
They were blessed and sent on their way.
If any at all, indeed.
Blessed and sent on their way.
Yes.
See.
See them rolling down the hill.
What's happened?
Like sad little children.
Oh, it's
in the rain.
Here they go, the Wotan band's warming up.
Marching along, the sad little children's marching band. They took their instruments and broke their fingers, but they can still walk around.
They do learn to do by church law. It helps.
So there it goes.
They will be survivors.
Hunt kid, yes.
Your children may not survive.
No, no.
Send them to Subgenius Military Academy, please.
They may not survive there.
They used to ask for your firstborn, but not anymore. No, not with...
No,
not with the wave dogs.
Not
you know,
just your first
you must go full tilt boogie to the farthest extreme you can reach.
Other driving yourself to some idiotic giving up your firstborn.
We want every single child. Snap by snap and ramming yourself head on into something, anything, as long as it drives your brain so far past the point of survival urge that they just don't care anymore.
Upon entering the body service, alive. Your child will be transferred
they start
to one of our many training
things,
stations
you know,
in Malaysia.
When the thrust is so drastic that
in
everything
Oblivia,
else, life, death, seem almost
Tucson,
alike.
Arizona.
Who cares?
Everything on Earth is so trivial in comparison to the internal hurricane
that will enable it to fight
inside
the bad
poor little
and
brain that just gives up and clicks into a new state.
Or
altered perspective. Yeah, that's right.
The child would be fought, killed, and brought back to life several times in his brain.
It's amazing. Preserved carefully for thousands of years, this dried-out radio show. It's been resuscitated and played on
this
the air.
One? Oh,
yeah.
This one. Oh, yeah. I was listening for the old
see
show.
The honor guard marching up along either side of the desiccated radio show.
They'll take the little dried body back to the radio show hangar and
that's
put it away.
Right. Hang it up.
Grease it up and put it back in its little slot.
And then make it Wotan again till midnight.
That's right. Make it shorter, longer. Then bring it again back next week.
What fun.
You know, the real scary thing is that the Subgenius anniversary show will be coming up. We hope that we can get together.
Over.
The group of people that were once
confused.
There it is over. This is almost it. But this is almost the Friday the 13th show.
Horrible anniversary.
Almost something show, but it turned out to be the something else show entirely.
Scary Saturday
actually,
the 14th.
Very little
usually
like itself. but
it's
more
very
than
like itself.
By the time you hear this show,
it was.
We will have skipped the country.
Yes, moving escaped faster once again. Than the speed of sound, we've moved through your wallet
and on to your refrigerator,
where? Pinned up with cute little magnets of Snoopy.
Well,
it looks like somebody's using the telephone.
But why is the question? With barrels of the community still warm from political wars, it's promising to
caller,
see and hear
hello,
them talking
hello,
tonight.
Hello, caller.
Griff's cappuccinos
like
for $500.
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
And they've got
it's
that
kind of one of those new wave places.
Little like paper trays. The pink and the green places.
Scranger. You don't have to turn me into the AMA.
Yeah.
I am the AMA.
You got the fried fillets.
We're all doctors on this show.
Yeah, and we're all food monsters on this show too. That's for
many
sure.
Many of us are lawyers.
Temper cheese sandwich there.
Doyers?
Yeah.
Doyers. So Betty found herself in the arms of Slack. As it was years ago.
Doyers, waiting for
in the hallway. Waiting for Bob to show up once again.
Bob had sniffed her. He said
something.
Sure, honey, I'll be there at 4:30.
But
now it was almost 6.
It's never the same.
Bob hadn't shown up again. Still, she fell for it every week.
700-foot tall Jesus.
For sure.
59-kilowatt Jesus.
When would she learn?
600 megawatt Jesus showed up.
Didn't care about her.
Save the Bob.
He would never show up.
Gave him a new library card. A new way to
work with the ice cream.
Yes, and he got to meet David Ferry and everything. It was real exciting.
Fudge split.
But then it turned scary because, yes, once you meet people like David Ferry, well, you know you're in too deep. I mean, look what happened to Roy Brashears. He's dead now. He lived in San Francisco.
Well,
and Bob is a robot? Can that be true?
In a world without slack.
And you've got to understand that when you do things like this, and do not forget, we've got your name on, we got your number.
Oh, we sent it in to you.
Know who you are.
Oh, is this guy one of the other foundations?
Yeah, this is. This is actually, he's supposed to send us some money.
Government Church of the
God. Is it time for the sign off?
Yes.
The sign out and the sign up.
Okay.
Bye bye. We'll play our theme song then.
Okay, and play our relay.
And glance, and who could help it, Dick? By this time, all were stolen aside
song,
to counsel and undress the bride.
Any second now. Okay, play the theme song.
The only non-WOTAN theme song we have.
Stay behind above an hour or so.
We would
finally.
When in he came, Dick.
A few years ago, I built me a robot, mechanically efficient.
Well, listen again.
Time to say goodbye.
Really will show up next time.
Thanks.
He promised us.
Named the
puzzle down. It's
Lies.
The girlfriend.
And Mobius Rex. Same.
And it didn't look good luck next time.
Bob Lubin. Worm again. Hey, not going to work. Bob was a regular joke. Bob was a robot. Hey, not going to work. Bob was a regular joke. Bob was a robot. Bob was a robot.
Have begun.
Not a word from
we
us.
We have taken over the airwaves. Don't be scared.
And don't hide.
More about
your radio. It knows where you are.
And we know where you are. We know who you are. And you know who we are.
So, now that we all know each other, who are these other
Let's
people?
Start reading the thesaurus together, okay?
All
Let's
right.
all open to page 890 or...
Wait a minute.
41 or 636 or any page you want. Just
oh,
start
yes,
reading
course.
The thesaurus.
Yes.
Because it's your show.
Yes. And you, Dr. Mobius Rex, are about to tell us.
Where are we? And why?
Aha, that's just what I needed here.
Well, good morning once again. This morning, we'll be featuring
Echo.
Dr. Glass Madness, talking about his recent voyage.
Oh, he can't talk about anything.
No.
Recent voyage to Green Hell. We've got...
Oh, here we go.
Sensitive Leaf is here.
Very sensitive.
Sensitive Leaf is here.
Oh, there I am.
Oh. Oh, the famous and mysterious Dr. Carter.
Hi.
Of course, your standard caller, who won't be answered for some time.
Standard caller, hello.
I'm not here. If there is any controversy at all, I'm not here.
Uh-huh.
But the feedback's here. The monitors are on.
And we are available for consultation.
And the show has started once again.
848-4425. The Subgenius Hour.
But before we take callers, let's get into the meat of the subject tonight. Just what did happen down in Green Hell, Dr. Glass Madness?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to report some astounding phenomena that was witnessed by these two eyes. If you look into the monitor, you'll see they're larger than they were before I left, and there's a good reason for that. Yes, there's some question about the foot gland, and down at the Green Hell Laboratories at the Slack Abuse and Dude Ranch Center, they will certainly clarify any of those questions.
Well, where exactly is this that you just came from?
I did just come from Green Hell, Bolivia. That's
You're
right.
Kidding.
I was in the middle of the great continent of South America. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that the stars in the sky in South America have absolutely no comparison with the stars in the sky in North America. Yes, it's an entirely different solar system. Yes, you even see different things at night.
Well, that's just truly amazing, Doctor.
Absolutely astounding.
Here at the station, we don't have any sky. We're indoors all the time.
No, Gary, if you look over your head, those tiny little pinholes, those are just exactly the thing that's over your head in South America.
Acoustical tile.
Well, no. It looks like acoustical tile, but instead of the holes being black, they're white. And it is true.
Truly amazing. I can't believe it.
On the other side of the planet.
Jogging right now.
Well, it's just totally amazing. Yes, you could be jogging right now.
Yes, you are about to embark on an incomparable journey to a world where people developed advanced civilizations making the most sophisticated stone furniture thousands of years before some guy named Jesus Cristo was even born. Yes, to a world like a city of contrast. Like a world of contrast. Where you can savor pleasures of a cosmopolitan city one evening and the next morning staring on at ancient architectural achievements that defy any explanation existing. It's not untrue. It is real. And it's there
for Jesus Christ.
We're going to be showing, yes, in Bolivia, there is no American.
There's no Jesus in the turnstiles, and not anyone even running the ride. These people have been allowed to go completely wild by themselves and develop their own culture independent of our world. Well,
it's really weird to me because I've never even been there.
I must say, when I first sent my first cassette to the Church of the Subgenius, and I was promised slack by Ivan Stang and Philo Drummond and all those guys at the church headquarters there in Dallas, they told me I was going to get slack, and I didn't believe it. I thought, these guys are tugging on my third leg. But no, ladies and gentlemen, after only 150,000 hours of tape that I have sent and dedicated, donated to the Church of the Subgenius, after only 5 years of hard, dedicated work, I have not only met the Pope of New York and spent the night with him. Now, I'm not talking about sleeping in the same bed. I have not done that, but I did spend the night with him.
Meet. Well, can
no,
I just
I
ask
had,
you a question, Doc?
I've had,
just one question.
I've spent the night with...
How did this
is
happen?
Is there any truth to the...
But, he's bragging. Yeah,
to no, the rumor hey, that the entire
a,
church...
Oh, look out, don't throw the
actually
slack
moved to South America for a short period of time.
There's absolutely no rumor to that. I can guarantee that there is not room at the Green Hell Rancho for the entire church, and in fact, it's much better to study independently down there. I would recommend, I signed up for a 4-week course in slack abuse, and I actually had to re-up for another 5th week, of course. You all know that I did stand puzzling evidence research crew up at the San Francisco airport for almost 2 days as they camped out.
They called back every day, though.
Right? Yeah, we understand that. It was quite painful. But that was only because we were so slackful down there in Green Hell that we thought that everyone up here could hear us. And we heard the radio show every weekend. We listened. We can hear it down there. Shortwave
satellite
radio.
Yeah, you don't even need a radio down there with the way the skies
Well, we do have a caller on.
No, we'll be accepting calls.
We're not
going to
accept calls,
need,
all right?
We need to have more explanations of the redefinition of slack before we let the caller actually on the show.
Well, I did want to just clarify that after my time with the Pope in New York, and then I did get to have waffles with Ivan Stang once, and I again had waffles with Philo Drummond. Those three features and the 150,000 hours of tape I dedicated to the church were my ticket to Dobbstown. And when I got down there to Dobbstown, I realized that I was getting all the slack that I'd ever been promised. In fact, I still have enough slack right now to get me through the hellish, hellish times, the tests and trials of Shattuck Avenue. In fact, friends,
how much room does this slack require?
How much room does this slack require? Uh-oh, where'd he go? He's gone.
I don't know. That was one of those listeners that we don't expect people. I'm sorry.
He managed to constantly sneak in.
That's one of those little slack creatures that's crawling back in your head.
I have so much slack I can handle him and a whole lot more like him.
Well, you're going to get a whole more like him.
I have so much slack that for the first time in my life, I drove all the way up Shattuck Avenue without one red light.
Oh!
Well, there he goes. We've cut off all the callers.
We'll try another one right now. Here we go. Hold on, listener. You'll be back someday.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Keep listening, because what else do you have to do? It's only 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, see, we know.
The Puzzle Chemist of Genius Hour.
Oh, okay.
More than an hour or less than the
What'd you think of that?
Oh, hello.
Why, no, it's real nice.
Yeah, well, like, perhaps we'd like to put on some of the docudrama tapes here that I brought along and a few of the exciting 3D video movies of the ancient Yakutizma ceremonies. Have all the special features of the ancient rituals of the Inca people.
You do have... aren't supposed to say those words. See, the little buzzer comes on.
Kill
when you say
caller.
Anything that's politically incorrect down here at KPFA. You've got to remember, not everything allowed in the church is allowed on this station, Doctor.
But Doctor, I must insist that there is nothing wrong once you've been there, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I've been there, and I know what you mean.
Thank you. Good night. All right,
perhaps a few songs will be written about this occasion.
Oh, there are songs, indeed. In fact, we wrote an entire new theme song for the Puzzling Evidence radio show, and I didn't bring the copy, but certainly by next week, the listeners can expect to hear the theme song.
Yeah, I rarely hear that show because I'm on this show.
No, you can't be on that show and this show, too. Well, you could. If you'd been there, you could have been.
Just have the theme music put on the cassette, and we'll play it.
I could read for you the first chorus of the theme for the new Puzzling Evidence
radio show. Please do, please do.
Okay.
Come on, hello?
Hello,
what do you want?
Yes.
How did
my
you
name is Lamont.
Hello.
Please help me.
You're alone?
You'll have to hold on with your very urgent question while we read the first verse here. And then
no, wait
right
a second.
Back.
I can answer the question to his...
Oh, okay. Yeah, then
his problem.
Please answer
the
me,
answer
huh?
The question
yeah.
is...
Because, like, I'm in, like, a really needy spot, okay?
Okay.
My name is The Lump.
Yeah, well, I understand that. And that's a perfectly good name for
please,
a guy in
I
your
need
condition.
A foundation. Come on.
You sound like you need some foundation garments is what you need.
The Lump.
Look, if you're a lump, have you considered a 38 double D cup?
38 double D cup? No.
A lump would fit well in that.
No, not that kind of a lump.
You're smaller than that?
I'm talking about the lump.
Beam of light on this situation.
Oh, the guy's
not
lump.
The lump.
Scoop him out the door and let him sit around the yard.
I'm not talking about the lump.
No, we don't.
You know, no, you're not talking right.
You like it out in the yard.
I'm talking
there.
The lump. Please.
Well...
I don't know.
Well, what?
Well,
foundation.
Well, somebody got to, like, you know, figure
no.
out how they
no,
do it.
No, please don't blink.
No, no, don't.
That's it.
I just want to know, are you a tape?
You're going to be vocorded, and then you'll be on a check.
No,
and
well,
allowed
this,
to
actually
come down here at KPFA and wait on the former news staff hand and foot.
He's getting the answer right now. You can only listen to the transmission.
I have a question. I wanted to know what
No, lump. No, I said lump. Here comes the lump.
The lump.
The port of Harlem.
Well, there he goes. The poor little lump slithers off. He's hurt and embarrassed. Yes, what is that first verse?
We tried to help that young man. Yes, servers from hell again. Look at their tiny, tiny little boards with razor blades embedded on all edges.
That we shall pay any price.
That's
well,
right.
Hang for in your favorite music
oh,
store.
JFK,
by the way, Doctors from the Bob album, Surfing with Bohannes.
I personally would like to get back to the redefinition of slack and green hell and just what did happen.
And what is that first verse?
Right.
Well, of course, we have the entire 15-minute film that we'll be showing later on the creation of the ancient furniture, stone furniture of the Incas. We had stone television, stone bidets. There was some amazing stone dining room sets that the Incas had set up on major mountain peaks for parties of the Incas, dinner parties. To the Incas. And, what?
My parents have a couple of those stone forks and spoons hanging above
yeah,
the fireplace.
The giant stones and forks and spoons. The little children say those solos on the side of the road. You can't imagine how they pick them up.
I bet you it gets hard to say no to all those little children.
It is. As a matter of fact, you can't say no because in Spanish, no is the same as it is in English, and you just can't speak English down there. So you learn to say stuff like,
And what about the Kambas and those members of the church that are so holy and yet so unknowing of their membership?
Well, there is a hideous, horrendous volume of unknowing holy ones down there. These people are so slacked out that they don't even know how cool they really are. And they don't have Johnny Carson to tell them that they're cool. So, you know, living in a mud hut and having Beatles drop on your head all day for entertainment is not the kind of true enlightenment that most contemporary Americans are used to. And down there, they don't know how to recognize
it. The Beatles.
The Beatles, yes, fine. Look, I took a shower with Ringo while I was down there, actually. I'm not bragging.
Do you mean you did go in the bathroom of death?
Yes, I did go in the bathroom of death. I was taking a shower, and there was a little black beetle, eight legs, over in the corner, and he was playing the drums. Well, every time I would soap up my hair and the soap would get in my eyes, Ringo would start running towards my feet, and I had a friend pouring the water.
Smurf
Park. Ringo's the only beetle with
Ringo's
eight legs.
He had that little scruffy beard. He kind of looked like Yasser Arafat.
Is it true that the subgeniuses hide in little cracks and crevices and throw frogs at you as you walk in?
Absolutely true. Yeah. Yeah. Down in Green Hell, where Bob really wants to test you, he throws tiny rubber frogs at your forehead. And they also will get into your drinks. If you leave a drink anywhere, you want to make sure and check it out before you put your lips around it, because there's likely to be a tiny green frog in it. In fact, I don't want to talk about the time of pee over the air too much.
Speaking of that, I heard you spoke to the Pope of all of Arkansas and much of the rest of the world.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to say I had spoken to the Pope of Arkansas over the telephone here through this very stage of KPFA, Berkeley, California, and I'd never seen the Pope of Arkansas. I met Sterno Keckhaver live in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, in a hotel room where the walls were so reeked in steep, full slackness they were dripping. I'm not pulling your third leg.
Why didn't you guys just go outside?
It was just as wet out there.
How'd you know it's Sterno? Did you see his nose?
No, I couldn't see his nose. As a matter of fact, we were worried about his nose because he was about to get on the plane and come home, and he was absolutely clean except for his nose.
Hello,
and there was
hello.
Some question as to whether the sniffer dogs were just going to reach up and bite the nose right off his face.
Here
we are.
It's something to worry about.
It's like 3 acres.
We've got a listener here.
Is there a listener hanging on the line?
Yes.
How'd you get here?
Oh,
wait a minute.
Good.
Well, listener.
I got my Wotan band.
You got your Wotan band?
Yeah.
You got an underactive Wotan gland?
Yeah, I got an active Wotan gland.
And then what happened?
Got to make a sound check.
What
happened
to your questions about
you're coming pretty good.
Got the sound.
Sounds good, eh?
Yeah.
We sound pretty well, too.
Can you strum your instrument?
We're ready with our Bob song.
Here you go.
Okay.
Here we go.
There's a Bob song.
Oh, Bob's got a big nose, and you guys got big feet. Bob's got a big nose, and you guys got big feet. Bob's got a big nose, and all you guys got Bob's feet. They jump right out of the
Bob's got a very attractive nose.
And Bob's
got a very attractive nose.
All right. I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
What you got to remember, though, is big feet, big meat, you know?
Yeah.
What you got to remember,
though, is big meat.
You got your big feet, you got big meat.
Yes, well,
call it. No. Nothing is nasty.
No, actually, he's just back from Green Hell.
Yes.
Required fighting off slack demons constantly for weeks.
Ah, not to mention.
He's a little bit battle-worn.
Not to mention the phenomenon of the exploding toilet. Yes, that can be frightening.
Okay, hold on there, Colin. We'll be right back. Yes, see, I told you we'd be right back for no reason at all.
Pretty good, wasn't
suddenly,
it
happened.
Got another Bob song for us?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
The band. Crank the band up again.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here
Let's
we go.
The band. Crank the band up.
Oh, Bob goes surfing every day. He takes off his shoes and waxes his feet.
This is the stupidest dub show.
It's
true. This is the wildest, stupid show we've ever done.
You call this a listener, Doug?
No, but he'll be right back. Hold on there, listen. Don't get scared.
He's still got him in an echo.
And
he's held in suspended animation there, held in the famous Dobbsian jello.
I was really interested in finding out what his question was about Green Hell.
Do you want to compliment any of the listeners out there who get inspired to sing at this hour of the morning?
How do I get the Green Hell stains out of my toilet?
Ha ha! That's a very good question. You know those little frogs I was talking about a little bit earlier? They are responsible for those stains. In Green Hell, when the frogs are well-behaved and taught the proper behavior patterns, they don't leave those stains. And the only way to get those out are to clear your third nostril, wipe it get those out. And put it in a little, put it in a ceramic jar, put it in the refrigerator with a tiny rind of pineapple. Leave it for 3 days, especially near a full moon. Pull it back out, and you'll have what is called chicha. It's an ancient Inca beer that's brewed with spittle and corn. You need some raw corn in there. It is. And rubbed on those spots, the green hell spots in your toilet, you will find a miraculously new, clean, white, and shiny bowl where the old green one used to be. Take it home, try it. Don't bottle it. It's already for sale.
Thank you very much for our clean facility here.
Yes.
Yes. Dobbstown National Park, where we're spending the summer. We're broadcasting live out of our tent tonight. We've got very many strange animals here, and we've got collars, all sorts of horrible things.
We do have the ancient goat knuckles of the Incas here. Shake those goat knuckles.
We also have a mystery guest tonight who you won't be hearing from. But the mystery guest is expected to come in any moment and begin the demolition of the studio right here before our eyes.
Ah, things are getting scary. We might have to start talking about the stone furniture.
Hey, Mulder, how you doing?
Yes.
Good morning.
I am the one who invented LSD. I am the one.
Oh, it's Mr. Owsley.
Yeah, you're a bad hallucination.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Sorry.
Mr. Owsley's pretty old.
Do you have anything to do with Bob?
Something to do
with him. We have something to do with him, usually golfing.
Oh, can I talk about the Green Hell Golf Course?
Well, I guess. Ask the listener. I think he should be making decisions for the show right now. This is listener-censored radio, you know. Yes.
I do have true documentation of the Green Hell International Invitational Golf Tournament that was played down at Rancho Green Hell, Slack Abuse Ranch, just 2.5 weeks ago, and it was a marvelous round of golf. 9 holes on the rough course. We're talking four-wheel drive golf. We're talking stone golf clubs. We're talking giant Gorge of the Incas for balls. We're talking.
Caddy, any caddies out there?
Caddies? No caddies. You carry your own
mostly
clubs
rovers.
In Green Hell. That's right.
Caddies fall apart in about 3 weeks down there.
They really do.
For lawnmowers?
No. Toyota's about as close as you can get. Lawnmower.
They put a piece of sheet metal across the front of those Jeeps and
drive
right through the yard, cuts the grass down.
Well, down in Green Hell, a lawnmower is going to get you in trouble because what you need to clear the jungle down there is just some small tactical nuclear weapons. Lawnmower is just going to get clogged up, turn glowing red hot, and probably fuse to your hands or your work gloves, depending on what you're wearing at the time.
Have you heard anything about
that's
the,
how
well,
chainsaw Dr. Cults. Duel gets his power down
I'm
there from
a lawnmower.
The small reactor.
Because you can tell by the way I walk.
Yeah,
well, you'll
too.
Be fine here in Berkeley. Just don't try to go to Green Hell with that mower unless you got a lot of WD-40, buddy.
Well,
I'm not, criticizing, but it's wet down there, and it's hard on a mower. I mean,
really
you should
difficult.
Have seen what it did to my blender.
After mowing about 4 acres, I imagine I can go shoot a game of golf there.
Well, you could, but it turns out that in Green Hell, you don't even need to mow the fairways. No, you just kind of work over them. You can work on 2 or 3 feet of grass on top to get the ball to float on that grass.
Yeah, I've tried
to. You use the gopher mounds for your tees, of course. So
sort of like golfing through water.
And a lot of times, the stone head of your club will detach from the club and go sometimes further than the ball, and that's okay. That's fair.
You can always play that?
Yeah, you play that. You play the furthest thing that you left, whether it's a handle or stone in your club or the ball.
Or a head.
Whatever
cup of combo
yeah.
that you got.
Then if you're real bored out there, you can always take the golf ball, and take it apart and analyze it.
Well, down there, the golf balls are giant gourds you find out in the cow pasture, and when you take one of those things apart, you don't ever forget what you saw inside.
Well, I've done that once. I got real bored at a game of golf, and I took the golf ball apart and analyzed it.
But you'll never be a subgenius if you're bored when you're playing golf.
Then I couldn't believe I was paying the price for that thing.
Okay, well, hold on just a minute, all right?
Let's check the golf cart there and see if our clubs
okay,
are
well,
in order.
Okay, well, didn't hurt, I hope.
No.
Okay, well, didn't hurt, I hope.
Wham.
No, well, they're little fields of babies out there.
Okay, well, shot. Children of the Incas.
Is Mr. Nielsen there?
No. Well, it's hard to tell.
Yes. I think actually he's down at the 7-Eleven.
He is listening. He is synced up.
Some of those.
Going down there to get some chocolate milk and donuts, huh?
Thesaurus cigarettes.
Yeah. Some he was going to go get a Bronto burger and a little Tyrannosaurus milk.
At least that
thing.
Was the expectancy of his anticipation as he continued.
His voice is still here with us, though.
Yes.
Disemboweled
in
his body.
In this presentation.
Well, I tell you, I am the one who invented LSD.
Okay, well, that's fine. Your name's Dr. Albert
Eisenstein.
Just call me Andy.
Andy, yeah. You used to Andy Devine, right?
Well, why did you?
Why did you do that to Roy Rogers anyway, huh?
Yeah.
He didn't walk around with his horse all night in the corral.
Not everybody's had a good trip.
How come Trigger keeps moving anyway, huh?
Of you.
I thought he was stuffed, but every time you take a Polaroid, he's moved around the library.
I mean, I've enjoyed every time.
I've taken over 300 trips on the stuff, you know.
Me too.
I've taken
the Vreedy's. You should find out how many trips of Vreedy's has been on.
And I found out that it's a very stimulating formula to analyze.
Okay, we figured out that at least 8% of everything you ever made has been taken by the people in this room.
It's all right. It's a distance from the satellite to the Earth. And
but I found a very...
They all used to what happens, but they just kill the caller. I mean, every week. You know, it's always the same. It's impossible to really get direction.
You started now. The friends are all arguing about who's abused.
They're trying
the
to signal from the other side of the earth. It doesn't matter.
But that's okay. You can't hear anything.
The slideshow from Jehovah
we can't hear
starts
anything.
Now and the music what? Fades
There's
in.
There's nothing what? In these
and
headphones.
And up come the sound effects. What? And we start the show over and over again.
But well, welcome which speaks before you
to the hour and a half
positive and
starts again.
And
lasts over 6 hours if you take it apart and put it back together correctly. With the same call.
Overman every week. To
make you wake up. Overman, we've got a yard man, we've got a mower man.
Yeah, wake up to the yard man and the mower man.
Mushrooms I found very stimulating.
What is this? I want to get back to green hell.
In green hell.
Well, here.
Hello?
Here we go. We're in green hell. You're still with us, but ask questions about green hell. We're talking about Peruvian. What is this green hell?
The green hell effect?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. What happens when you
see he tunes right
world and turn it upside down? Put the doctors in.
What happens when there is no
wake them up until they can't be woken up any longer and then make them play terrible songs?
You have to speak directly into the
guitars.
He can't believe it. Nothing's working now.
No, well,
nothing does work here.
What I'm doing here is I'm taking in five voices at the same time and analyzing each one of them.
Almost as good as LSD, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very analytic drug. You can sit there and analyze something to pieces.
Yes, well, of course...
One object and spend 12 hours analyzing it.
Of course, the ancient people of northern Bolivia, the people that paint funny lines all over their faces and wear feathers of rare birds
on their
heads.
Now, if you were to convert that into yourself... you would analyze yourself and therefore see the light.
No, no, we have the light here. We've got a
yes,
big
actually.
Pile of light on the table. A
right
pile
here.
Perhaps bigger than any bag of
but I couldn't
false
find the
froth
plug.
That you've ever seen.
Right. But you couldn't
I found the light, but I couldn't find the plug.
Yeah, well...
You found here, life, but you couldn't find your plug.
Here,
well,
you are the juice, and if you can't find
we
your
can
plug...
We could plug them if we...
However, if anyone
trouble.
Is willing to actually
now,
pull the plug on the air, please, please don't forget the call.
How do you do?
And do you have any questions for the
kids?
E-girl unit. He sounds wired. The nurse says that you sound wired. Is that true?
No, you're not going back to civilization yet. You still have to feast on pot.
Well, I kind of missed 60. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's been. Seems like it's been about 20 years.
It's probably been 20 years since this caller.
No,
had an original new experience.
Norm, you know, it has been 20 years since the big party.
This is the norm generation.
Oh, right.
The highest
yeah.
peak in Europe. Offers
we got to get the old way, like the back of the 60s, you know, when everything
wait
was
a
really
minute.
Going.
I hear a voice in the background.
What,
who are those
Indian
people?
Indian towns and villages, some to have
know.
Been settled.
The big one over there, dressed in pink and black.
You know, get down Hotel and Sheraton. Meditate, you know what I mean?
Hotel Plaza.
Hotel okay, Libertador. We're going to meditate the way the Incas meditated. Here we go. Ancient pipes.
There they go.
That'll be determined tomorrow.
The S stands for smile. A smile is the strongest indicator of a friendly, open attitude. And a
hello? This is Bhagwan.
Well, this is Dugwan Smithney.
Dugwan.
So what?
Dugwan, that's
I sit
what
silently
that
while my tapes
really
play.
Terrible.
Yes, I look out over you all with contempt as the radio puts these out on your ear.
My own workman band will play.
I scrub the sky with my thoughts. And I know it's the same old thing. These trance.
That story.
Yeah, these trance shows. I don't know.
How come you got so many callers tonight?
Well, because we're so popular tonight.
There's so many callers because we said we are not.
Because we've been on K-Fog and K-Jazz and KGO. And we've been on every station this week. And we're going to be on more stations next week.
You've been on the radio this week and
yes.
the Bug
yes,
one.
Yes,
week
yes,
too.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, yes, yeah. we are on the Nisker Nice show.
Yes, yes.
We think.
Scoop on Nisker Niche. You keep looking for him because he's got us.
Scoop Whisker is
that from somewhere in the car.
Well, I remember.
Driving up there.
Here he goes now. He's driving to work real fast because he's going to be on the road. Right? Yeah, he's doing that stuff again. Well, he's got to stand back. No. My TV. What's wrong with my TV? What's wrong with my TV? What's wrong with that telephone? I don't know.
What's wrong with my TV?
He just fell in the TV hole. Yes, the hole of Philo.
Yes,
and even though the Hughes tried to take over the show, there were no callers to be answered.
I was meditating, got left. Cut off.
That's right. You were meditating, good. Got cut off.
That's what's supposed to happen.
What's your niche?
Yeah. I'm trying to tune in.
What's your niche, though?
Every year.
Yeah.
What's your niche, though?
Wait,
where's the doctor?
Well, I don't know.
He's down there talking about green hell.
But where is the green hell?
Green Hell is in
Green Hell. Golf course located outside of Berkeley.
Yeah. Go ahead. We hear you. Now, what do you need? Is it food?
Well,
shelter.
Well, there it goes.
Could we give you a ticket to one of the
Green Hell? Is a bad game of golf.
Well, it can be.
Green Hell is a bad game of golf.
Ball in your swing.
Well, it can be. Green Hell is a bad game of golf.
Whether you're chipping to the left or pulling to the right, the average driver can get the board ball at least halfway down the fairway. During a normal game of Green Hell Golf. Yes, the tiny reed boats that Thor hired all himself hired the ancient Inca people to reconstruct an armada on reeds for him. Yes, they still make them the same.
I'd like to say, adios.
Patio?
Remember, the game crash beat died in the golf course.
Gotta
go back to the lab now.
Sure. Go back to the lab.
The big batch gotta go out.
I'm sorry, caller. That was a syntax error.
Aren't you those guys that make the recombinant DNA?
I don't know.
I'm sitting out here at San Diego working on a new experiment.
You need to adjust your level of initial status.
Are you getting that message, listener?
I'm going to come up with a new brand, 26.
26, great. How's Tim Leary?
He's doing fine. He's just dyed his hair.
He just dyed his hair.
I suppose Richard Alpert's not doing happy, too, right?
Somehow we've gotten into drugs.
He's been on a little weight, but he's doing fine.
Good. I really like this.
Well, you know that, actually, it's true that sub-geniuses are not allowed to take drugs. So although it's entertaining to talk about this, we're not actually allowed to participate in this sort of thing.
Yeah, here's a film of sub-genius chanting. These people are not on drugs, but yet they still display all the characteristics. They have learned how to create the...
Sickness and death, yes. And a headache that lasts
okay,
all
year. Okay, I'm going to go out and play some golf now at the
That's
lab.
What Bob all right, good luck.
Okay, I'm going to go out and play some golf now at the
That's
lab.
What yeah, right, good
oh, there
luck.
He goes. Off
okay,
there
I'm going to go out and play some golf now.
Freedom at last.
Well, that gives us a chance to get back to the original sequence of topics, which was the visit to Green Hell.
Of course.
And how the E got like stuck here this early in the morning.
I'd like to say that the doctors at Green Hell were so helpful in reorganizing my thought and luck plane, and by the time I was done with just a few weeks treatment down there at the laboratories, they had me tipping my own luck plane so that everything was rolling directly into my pocket just the way I wanted it, and I don't mind saying it was an astounding experience. And I still carry that feeling with me.
Dr. Madness, is it true that you had so much slack you actually forgot projects and you just threw them casually into the wind?
As a matter of fact, as we learned and were trained by the doctors of slack abuse themselves, the true meaning of slack is not that you don't know how to think. It means that you know so much that you can even dream up the most elaborate projects, plan them, and get them all the way through in your head, and decide that you could certainly capably take care of that project, and choose
oh,
not
shit.
To take it. Yes, when you choose to put down that project, when
that's
you don't
slack.
Give a flying bloop, you have slack. That's right.
Wait a minute.
Like surfing for slack.
I almost caught that giant wave again. I've been sitting here for 14 years in this studio.
Now you can see this bit of footage. You can see the ancient Inca witch doctors performing their rituals aboard the surfboard.
I don't know, these stone surfboards
somewhere outside
of
Lima. They are hard, Gary, but you've got to be ready. If you can't face that stone surfboard and not prepared to grind your chin as your belly
I've been lifting weights all week just trying
to
get the thing down to the water. I can't get it halfway from the parking lot to the beach.
Wait till you find out what it does when it gets in the water.
Hey,
those stone surfboards are not easy. Whoa, here comes a big roller.
Oh,
all right,
hey.
Jump on right.
Hey, hang 13, okay?
Okay.
Everybody stand up.
Oh. 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 Oh.
And of course, if we want to make the thing this poor,
very interesting perspective.